Chapter 15. The increase of Big Brother homes. The second way they're getting even more invasive with our homes is with automated home systems. That's right. Once again, you should have listened to Jesus. He said not even your house is going to be a safe during the 7-year tribulation. You should have gotten saved and avoided the whole thing. But once again, don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God's.
Matthew 24:15-22. So when you see standing in the holy place the abomination that causes desolation, spoken of through the prophet Daniel, let the reader understand, then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let no one on the roof of his house go down to take anything out of the house. Let no one in the field go back to get his cloak. How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers. Pray that your flight will not take place in winter or on the Sabbath. For then there will be great distress, unequaled from the beginning of the world until now, and never to be equaled again. If those days had not been cut short, no one would survive, but for the sake of the elect those days will be shortened.
Again we see in this passage, Jesus says that during the 7-year tribulation, after the Antichrist shows his true colors and goes into the rebuilt Jewish temple to declare himself to be God, the halfway point, the abomination of desolation spoken of by the prophet Daniel, that the only option for the people at this time is to what? To flee, right? To get out of there now in quick flight, right? Chop, chop. Get out of there now. Why? Because again, as we saw, it's going to be a horrible time of slaughter. Jesus not only says what these people that are left should do, i.e., flee to the mountains, but he also said what you should not do. He said whatever you do, don't flee to where? Your house, right? It says it right there. Why? Because they've already turned our homes into a Big Brother paradise. Not just with computers, but also with all these newfangled automated home systems that everybody just has to have as well. And the reason why is because we are lazy. In fact, we've gotten so lazy that we can't even find the strength to turn on the TV with a remote, or turn the dial on the stove, or even push the button on an alarm clock. We think it's all about convenience when in reality, it's actually creating a Big Brother paradise. Don't believe me? Let me give you just a few examples. The first lazy technology that leads to a Big Brother paradise is smart locks. Again, if you see the word smart before anything, what do you supplant it with? Big Brother, right? And believe it or not, that's the same thing happening to our doors. Because we all know how hard it is to turn the key with your hand.
Hi, I'm Roger here on this beautiful day to show off the new Schlage lock system. I have purposely locked myself out so that Larry, who is far away in Seattle, can unlock the door with nothing but his cell phone. Go ahead, Larry. Larry pushes a button on his phone, and as the phone makes the sound of the key getting pushed, the door opens and Roger walks into the house. Tada, like magic, but real.
Wow. Isn't that convenient? I can open the lock even if I'm out of state. No more hurting my hand doing it myself, ouch. In fact, I can do it before I even get out of the car and make it inside with those groceries. It's magic. Yeah, it's magic all right. It really gives you not only the ability to unlock the door remotely, but anyone who hacks into this system. All because it was too hard to turn the key with the hand. So much for being safe in your house during the 7-year tribulation. Lock your doors all you want, try to hide. They'll push a button and come right on in. You're toast. The second lazy technology that leads to a Big Brother paradise is smart assistants. You know, those things like Amazon Echo or Alexa or Google Home. Because we all know how hard it is to walk over to the computer and look something up, or turn on the lights with your finger, or push a button on the stereo. Oh, and by the way, for those of you asking your home assistant devices questions and thinking you're getting honest, unbiased answers, think again. You're being lied to. One lady put Google Home to the test to see what it would say about Jesus.
Lady asking the questions, so, hey Google, who is Allah? Google, according to Wikipedia, in Islamic theology, Allah is the all-powerful and all-knowing creator, sustainer, and judge of everything in existence. Lady, hey Google, who is Buddha? Google, according to Wikipedia, Buddha, also known as Gautama Buddha or simply the Buddha, after the title of Buddha, was a monk, mendicant, sage upon whose teaching Buddhism was founded. Lady, hey Google, who is Jesus Christ? Google, sorry, I don't know how to help with that yet. Lady, Google, who is Jesus? Google, sorry, I'm not sure how to help.
You liar. You're this huge massive AI database and you don't know who Jesus is. Give me a break. It's filtered information. Why is it only Jesus? Something spiritual is going on. In fact, another guy put Amazon Echo to the test and asked it, who is the Lord Jesus Christ? It actually said, Jesus Christ is a fictional character. But that's only half of the story with these home assistants. You're not only getting filtered information from them, but you're also getting constant monitoring from them. Watch what this article says.
Alexa, stop listening. In millions of homes throughout the world, Alexa is listening. Many of you know who I'm talking about, but for those who don't, Alexa is the name of the famous voice behind some of Amazon's most popular devices, such as the Echo, Echo Dot, Echo Spot, Echo Show, and others. Millions of homes around the world have these devices, and millions of additional homes have similar products such as Apple's Siri and Google Home devices. But what most users don't realize is Alexa is always listening and remembering. That's right. By her very nature, Alexa is always listening, otherwise, she wouldn't hear when you call her. But when you do, Alexa does more than listen. She records your voice and stores that audio file on a remote server.
In fact, even the news is starting to catch up on this invasive behavior.
My husband and I would randomly joke sometimes, like I wonder if these devices are listening to what we are saying.
Why?
Until recently, Danielle's home was wired up in every room with Amazon Echo. Her family used the Alexa app to do everything from turn up the heat to turn off the lights. But Danielle told us via Skype 2 weeks ago their love for Alexa changed with an alarming phone call.
The person on the other line said, "Unplug your Alexa devices right now."
That person was one of her husband's employees, calling from Seattle.
We went running around unplugging them all, and he proceeded to tell us that he had received an audio file recording of what was going on in our house.
Danielle went on to say that her Amazon device in her Portland home recorded a private conversation and sent that recording to a random contact which happened to be an employee in Seattle.
At first my husband said, "No you didn't," and he said, "You were talking about hardwood floors," and we went, "Oh my gosh. You really did."
Danielle listened to the conversation and she couldn't believe that someone 176 miles away heard it too.
I felt invaded, like total privacy invasion, like immediately, I am never going to plug that device in again.
Why? Because you're a conspiracy wacko? No. Because it's actually, always listening and storing whatever you say in a database. Which means have fun trying to hide out in your house in the 7-year tribulation. These devices are always listening to everything you say, including whether or not you'll worship the Antichrist. And if you don't think they'll use that voice information against you with the authorities, think again. They're already using it in courts of law.
In 2015, James Bates claimed he awoke after a night of drinking and watching football to find his friend, Victor Collins, floating face down in a hot tub. Bates claimed it was a tragic accident.
The authorities claimed it was murder. To prove it, they called an unusual witness, Alexa. The prosecutor subpoenaed the defendant's Amazon Echo recordings to find out the truth, and Amazon provided the audio files to help prove their case.
Then Alexa became a witness in a January 2017 trial of a double murder of two New Hampshire women. The judge ordered Amazon to turn over any recordings from the Echo device found at the crime scene.
In other words, not only are these devices really recording you, but they already are being used in a court of law. In fact, a whole new generation of people are being brainwashed to think this kind of Big Brother invasion in our homes is a good thing. And they're doing that conditioning with their toys.
World News Now reports. Watch out, kids, your newest Barbie doll may be a tattletale. The Wi-Fi connected Hello Barbie has voice recognition software to interact with the children, that's great, but the software records conversations, sending them to cloud servers. RT News reports. Some things are pretty harmless, that most of us are guilty of doing. However, toy advocacy groups are complaining to the Federal Trade Commission about a kid's toy that could actually be spying and collecting data on the entire family. My friend Kayla and the IQ Intelligent Robot are two talking dolls that are currently on the market. With Christmas just around the corner, many parents have or are gearing up to purchase these two hot items made by Genesis Toys. According to CBS Money Watch, both come equipped with a Bluetooth microphone, a speaker, mobile application, storage, and Wi-Fi connections. Conversations are also recorded and collected between the toys and children. What's even scarier is Kayla prompts kids to answer personal questions like where they live, where they go to school, and what their family members' names are.
Or, who's worshiping the Antichrist and who's not. And they go on to say, these devices can be hacked into. I wonder how people will be betrayed in the seven-year tribulation.
Matthew 24:9 Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death.
I wonder how. Maybe the dolls will turn you in. But that's not all. Maybe you don't want to buy yourself a doll for Christmas, and if you're a guy, I sincerely hope not. But maybe it was one of these. The third lazy technology that leads to a Big Brother paradise is smart TVs. Huh? That's a guy gift. Because we all know how hard it is to push a button on the remote. Again, all under the guise of convenience to speak to your TV and tell it what to do. Look, Ma, no hands. Believe it or not, these so-called smart TVs are really Big Brother TVs that not only let you talk to them, but they watch you in return. Infowars.com reports, Christmas is fast approaching. That means millions of people are going to be thinking of their savings and lining up to get their hands on the latest technology, completely oblivious to the fact that they are actually paying to have their private conversations recorded and shared with third parties. Take the new Samsung Smart TV. The amount of data this thing collects is staggering. Just say what you want. It logs where, when, how, and for how long you use the TV. It sets tracking cookies and beacons designed to detect when you have viewed a particular content or a particular email message. It records the apps you have used, the sites you visit, and how you interact with the content. And of course, it has a built-in camera and microphone with facial and voice recognition for your convenience. But Samsung's new global privacy policy for its line of smart TVs comes with a rather ominous warning. Please be aware that if your spoken words include personal or other sensitive information, that information will be among the data captured and transmitted to a third party through your use of voice recognition. There is no need for the FBI to bug your living room. You'll do it yourself. In 2 years' time, the stuff that this Samsung TV can do will be old news. Let's say you are having a fight with your spouse in front of your television. That camera and microphone that has been recording all your private conversations and scanning your body language can now send that information to third-party advertisers that can provide a perfectly timed commercial suggesting some SSRIs. In other words, don't say anything private in front of your television. Because they really are listening and watching everything you're doing, including who's worshiping the Antichrist or not. And again, it's not just listening, it's watching. Is your TV watching you? Perhaps you're not worried about the National Security Agency tracking your phone calls and emails, but what if they were watching you in your PJs on your couch? It may sound like something out of Mission Impossible, but it's the stuff of fact, not fiction. Today's internet-connected smart TVs can be hacked into, and outsiders are able to turn on a set's video camera without the user's knowledge. In fact, pretty much the whole world of smart devices, smart wearables, smart home devices, smart TVs, smart cars, anything with a chip and internet connectivity is logging you. And if you think they'll never use that information against you with the authorities, think again. It's already being done.
Fox News reports, WikiLeaks may have done more than any other organization last year to destroy the Clinton campaign thanks to the release of their massive trove of Democratic emails. Now, they are trying to claim another scalp in the CIA. We are joined tonight by Fox News reporter Trace Gallagher. Hi, Trace. Trace Gallagher. Unlike the Edward Snowden release back in 2013 that revealed the NSA was in fact spying on average Americans, today's document dump of WikiLeaks isn't about gathering information on Americans, it's about the tools and tactics being used by the CIA to break into or circumvent various communication technologies. For example, experts who have studied the leaked documents say the CIA, along with other U.S. and foreign agencies, found that a way to hack into phones is to use Google's Android technology, giving them the ability to collect voice and text message data from messaging apps like WhatsApp, Telegram, and Signal. Experts say it appears that the CIA was able to hack devices prior to the encryption or secret code being applied. Google is looking into the matter. But it is interesting that one cybersecurity expert here in California says that CIA hackers would cover their tracks by leaving electronic trails suggesting that the hacks came from Iran, China, or Russia instead of the United States. It also appears that US and British intel agencies developed a way to take control of televisions connected to the internet. It may appear the TV was off when in fact it was recording conversations in the room. BBC reports, could your TV be spying on you? If you have an internet-connected TV, that might be possible. Secret documents show how the CIA has turned the TV into bugging devices. Hello, is anyone listening? Hi, TV. It is possible that your TV can be used as a spy, as a big brother in your living room, but how likely is it? The leaked documents show that the CIA worked with Britain's MI5 to develop this capability. To target specific individuals.
You know, like anyone they deem as a terrorist. It makes it all okay. But what if you became the terrorist and again who gets to define that? The Antichrist will define it in the 7-year tribulation, and it will be anyone who refuses to worship him. And your TV will be right there in your home to turn you in. You should have gotten saved through Jesus. But that's not all. The fourth lazy technology that leads to a Big Brother paradise is smart homes. That's right, because we all know how hard it is to turn the dial on the thermostat or push the button to close the garage door, huh? Once again, all under the guise of convenience, just about anything you do in your home, Big Brother is there to do it for you. And they're pitching it as some sort of utopian paradise. Like this.
It's 6 a.m. and the alarm clock is buzzing earlier than usual. It's not a malfunction. The smart clock scanned your schedule and adjusted it because you've got that big presentation first thing in the morning. Your shower automatically turns on and warms to your preferred 103 degrees Fahrenheit. The electric car is ready to go, charged by the solar panels or wind turbine on your roof. When you get home later, there's an unexpected package waiting, delivered by a drone. You open it to find cold medicine. Turns out, the health sensors embedded in your bathroom detected signs of an impending illness and placed an order automatically. Good thing you already knocked that presentation out of the park.
This is the smart home of the future. And it's not even future anymore, it's already being implemented, with one of the biggest promoters being Google. I know, shocker. They have a smart home system called Google Nest, and they not only want to automatically control all your thermostats, appliances, smoke detectors, security systems, security cameras, locks, open doors, turn on lights, you name it, everything you can think of doing in your home or Nest as they call it, they will do it all for you. Isn't that convenient? Actually, it's lazy and dangerous because it's already come out, and Google didn't tell you they installed hidden microphones into these systems. Google Nest Home Security System's hidden microphone was never disclosed to consumers. The worst kind of microphone is a hidden microphone. And customers were caught off guard early February when Google announced its home security system, Nest Secure, has listening capabilities.
One user asked, "Have I had a device with a hidden microphone in my house this entire time?" Yes. The microphone left the door open for additional features to be added to the technology, Google said, like the ability to detect broken glass. And the company said sound sensing devices are common in security systems.
You know, in case I've fallen and I can't get up and I can't get to the phone. That's precisely why when we moved into our home here in Las Vegas, it already had a security system installed, but they wanted us to upgrade to the new system that could listen to us call for help. We said no way, because obviously that means you could potentially be listening to us at all times, anytime. But as you just saw, that's not just a potentiality, it's our reality with these smart home systems. It's really being done without our knowledge. They're listening to everything you say and watching whatever you do. In fact, these guys know just how easy it is to hack into them.
M News reports. Let's talk about who's watching you. High-tech break and enter. Attention Johanna and Peter, your home has been hacked. Homes are being transformed by so-called smart devices that promise to make things more convenient and more secure. It's automated control for everything from our lights and locks to our TV and temperature. Alexa, set the thermostat to 23 degrees, Alexa, turn the kitchen light on. In Canada alone, more than 100 million of these devices are now connected to the internet. We are traveling to a small town in southern Ontario to deliver some disturbing news. That's their Prius. Is it? A family who lives here is being watched by the whole world, and they don't know it. Here on this monitor, they are renovating their front porch. And here again, sharing some more intimate moments on the back deck, captured by their own security cameras and broadcast over the internet for all to see. Anyone can keep an eye on their comings and goings. That is how we track them down. Through their license plates. You can even watch on their cameras as we arrive to alert them as to what we have found.
If those guys can do it, do you think the Antichrist is going to have a problem? So much for hiding out in your house in the 7-year tribulation. You should have listened to Jesus. And lest you think they'll never use these smart home devices to turn you into the authorities, once again, think again. It's already being done.
Fox News reports. We have been telling you for months now the growing power of the big tech companies whose brand of surveillance capitalism has come to shape our politics and culture in ways that many people don't perceive. So, I'm going to give you a very specific example of that. We are going to look into the near future at the terrifying control these companies seek over our daily lives. We recently reviewed several patents filed by Google. As we describe them, ask yourself if you are comfortable to give them that much power to unelected technocrats that you have never met. The first patent that was filed in September 2016, Google envisions how it could send you personalized advertising based on what a camera observes in your home. The illustration that Google submitted to the federal government patent office is, a camera in your bedroom sees a The Godfather book on your nightstand next to your bed and uses that to steer you to watching the movie. If you think that is creepy, prepare yourself because it gets even creepier. In another patent from 2016, Google imagines how it can take control of your parenting. The relationship you have with your children. Google's smart home system could detect your children near your liquor cabinet, for example, or in their parents' bedroom, and if mischief is occurring, it would deliver a verbal warning. In another example, Google imagines a hypothetical child named Benjamin. Google's cameras would be watching Benjamin at all times, carefully. They could see if he was outside. Presumably using electronics, they could use that information to try to sell him things at some point, because that is the whole point, to sell things, by Google. The patent also discusses how the smart home could coach families on areas of improvement. For example, if a family doesn't spend enough time together, to Google standards, Google might scold them. RT News reports. ABC News is reporting that a smart home device like the Amazon Echo alerts New Mexico authorities to alleged domestic assault, and it saved the day. Now this is one of those feel-good stories that is much more insidious than you realize. I'm glad the woman was rescued, of course. But please raise your hand if you would like your house to be spying on you and calling the police when it feels like something illegal might be happening.
Yeah, real funny. Have fun trying to run and hide in the 7-year tribulation. Your house will turn you into the cops. Just like Jesus said, don't go back there. In fact, there's not only signs of this Big Brother smart home technology turning you into the authorities, but those same authorities will take you out. Smart ovens have been turning on overnight and preheating to 400 degrees.
Smart ovens have turned on in the middle of the night and heated up to 400 degrees Fahrenheit or higher. The oven's owners aren't sure why this happened. Nest cam footage captured the exact moment it turned on. And the New York City Fire Department says, unattended cooking accounts for 33% of home fires, and those fires typically start with a stove or oven.
So maybe that's the other half of the equation here. Not only will these smart devices be watching and listening to your every move, seeing whether or not you'll worship the Antichrist, but maybe this is how they take out those resistors. Just turn on that smart stove electronically, wirelessly, and boom, nobody will be the wiser. But that's just it. You might be thinking, well, okay, that's it. I'm just going to get rid of all my electronics in my house and avoid all these smart devices and I'll be safe. Ha! Ha! They can't get me. Really? You've got a bag of chips in your house. Even it will betray you in the 7-year tribulation.
RT News reports. Well, the next time you are speaking behind closed doors and you're sure there isn't a camera present, researchers at Microsoft, Adobe, and MIT have completed a new experiment that can recreate sounds from an environment from only video images. That means your words could be deciphered much easier than you think. The algorithm they developed reconstructs audio signals by analyzing minute vibrations from objects in a soundless video. For example, using a high-speed camera and soundproof glass, researchers were able to extract the audio of someone singing Mary Had a Little Lamb just off the vibrations of a bag of chips. In other experiments, researchers extracted usable audio signals from videos off aluminum foil, the surface of a glass of water, and even the leaves of a potted plant.
And I bet you've got those in your house too. No wonder there's no place to hide in the 7-year tribulation. The only way out of this Big Brother nightmare, this worst time in the history of mankind, as Jesus says, the 7-year tribulation, is to get saved now and avoid the whole thing. Stop thinking you're going to be the ultimate survivor, because you're not.
Everything that the great science fiction novels predicted has come true. From Huxley's Brave New World, Orwell's 1984, right on down the line to Ray Bradbury. Things that were predicted many, many years ago have come true. You may not believe that, but if you keep up with the ways of technology today, it's getting pretty freaky. Orwell said in his book 1984 that you had to live like everything you did is being watched, except in darkness. The problem with Orwell, he wrote his book in the late 1940s, even in darkness now you are going to be listened to. As you go about your daily business in America, you are filmed or surveilled at least 20 times per day. You are being watched continually. The police can drive by your home, and they do, by the way, with their Stingray device, which is located in their car. They act as fake cell phone towers, and they download everything you are doing in your home. They are watching. They are listening. They are recording. They have Doppler radar devices, which are semi-heat detecting devices. If they drive by your home, they can point at your home and tell if you are at home. Now if they want to get a SWAT team on you, they can. Or if they don't want you to be home and they want to go into your home under the US Patriot Act and download everything you have on your computer and see everything you have in your home, all that's legal under the sneak and peek search, it's legal in America. Of course, it's a violation of the Constitution, but it's legal. The Department of Homeland Security, which is really the mastermind of all of this and working with the FBI, is handing out license plates to the police across the country where they go by, down your road, and collect up to 1,800 images per hour. They can tell where you went to the dentist's office, doctor's office, political rally, wherever you are headed, they can track you. Google now admits, on your cell phone, by your power usage, as you are driving around the city, they can track you everywhere you go. That is all fed into an intelligence cloud. Did you know that Amazon built a multi-million-dollar intelligence cloud for all 17 intelligence agencies to use, and all this intelligence is fed into it and they analyze it? If they think you are a criminal, they can come and get you. By the way, there are numerous federal laws passed every year across the country. This doesn't count state and city laws, creating new criminal behavior, such as having a chicken in your backyard, vegetable garden, solar panels, or collecting rainwater. You can be a criminal. There are 300,000 regulatory crimes in the federal government. So now, the average American, they say, is committing 3 to 5 crimes a day, and we don't even know it. We now know that the assets and securities agencies that are supposed to be protecting us is now holding about 2 billion of our emails per day. The American citizen, text messaging, Facebook posts, remember the Fourth Amendment that our founding fathers said that before the government can do surveillance on you, they have to have some kind of criminal activity, or they have to have a really strong suspicion that you are committing it before they can do surveillance. They are downloading everything we see. Even your TVs now. Your Samsung Smart TV that can do commands, voice commands, anything that you say in the room is going into your TV, and they admit, Samsung and other corporate entities that make these sort of TVs, those voice commands are collected and sent to an internet server. And where does that go? Up into that intelligence cloud that I mentioned earlier. And the government knows everything you are talking about. And you have the FBI creating a huge database of DNA samples. Sometimes DNA does help to catch a criminal, but why do they want DNA samples of babies? They are collecting some in hospitals, of people that have been arrested of a crime but haven't been convicted. Police are pushing heavy for misdemeanors. Everything is going into a DNA database. Come to find out, your DNA can tell you who your ancestors were. Maybe they were troublemakers. Maybe we can deal with that. Maybe this is what the government is thinking about, maybe a pre-crime unit like in the movie The Minority Report, which was a novel.
So, everything is being watched. And now we have drones flying over the United States legally. Former President Obama signed a law into effect allowing drones to fly without any civil liberties protection at all. If you didn't realize, some of these drones have scanning devices that can fly over your home and scan everything you are doing in your home, hack into your Wi-Fi, computers, download this and that. They have hummingbird drones that can fly right up to your window to watch what you are doing, hear what you are saying. Set drones in your house. All these things are here, so what have we come to? We are at the end of the age of privacy. There is nothing that we can do privately.
Revelation 14:19. The angel swung his sickle on the earth, gathered its grapes and threw them into the great winepress of God's wrath.
Give it up. Listen to Jesus. Don't go back to your house thinking you'll have safety in the 7-year tribulation. Take the one and only way out through him and be safe today. Even if you could make it to the end, you're still going to hell. And that's precisely why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning modern technology and the AI invasion to show us that the tribulation is near and the second coming of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that's why Jesus himself said.
Luke 21:28 When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
People of God, like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the 7-year tribulation are rising. Wake up. So, here is the point. If you're a Christian today and you're not doing anything for the Lord, shame on you. Get busy doing something for Jesus now. Stop wasting your life. We need you. Don't sit on the sidelines. Get on the front line and help us. Let's get busy working together, doing something splendid for Jesus with what time is left and get busy saving souls. Amen? But if you're reading this today and you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now, because this monitoring system of the Antichrist and the false prophet is not going to lead to convenience and a life of ease, but a system that again, allows them to have targeted assassinations. Don't fall for the lie. Take the way out now, the only way out now, through Jesus Christ, and avoid the whole thing, before it's too late. Amen?